Authorities in Angola say the death toll from Marburg fever has topped 200. At this rate, it will rival the biggest epidemics from its better-known cousin, the Ebola virus. To stop Marburg, international groups have flown in doctors, nurses, technicians, and anthropologists. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The situation in Angola's northern province of Wige, near the Congolese border, was getting tense. Villagers even pelted health workers with stones. Dr. Monica Castellernau of Doctors Without Borders says she understands their reaction.
We've had a few stones thrown at our cars, but I would like to make a point. The worry for me is not so much the stones being thrown, but the level of fear and lack of information that has caused these reactions.
Castellernau says quelling fear and ignorance is the number one public health priority.
The most important thing is that people understand the need to report patients and to allow to have those patients go to the isolation ward. Only like this will we break the chain of transmission within the community.
To break the chain of transmission, public health people need to understand local culture. Julianne Okono is an anthropologist brought in by the World Health Organization. She says local people suspected the main provincial hospital of evil doings.
Many people began to die in the hospital, and all the community ran away from the hospital because they told them the witchcraft was in the hospital. Our job is to convince the community that this is not a witchcraft situation.
It doesn't help that family members aren't allowed in to feed and care for their loved ones. People began to fantasize about evil practices. So now doctors come out twice a day to brief families about their relatives' condition. Another problem was the teams that go out to collect suspected Marburg patients and victims' bodies. They wear head-to-toe spacesuits. People literally thought they were machines. So the anthropologists told them to offer condolences to families first, to show there are real people inside the astronaut suits. The anthropologists have also paid a lot of attention to burial customs.
In a normal case, they wash the body, they dress him, they kiss him, they tell him goodbye, shouting and dancing too, but it's a sad dance, And in this case, it is not possible to do it. They cannot wash the body now.
But there are substitute rituals. For instance, health workers put a family member into protective gear to gather the dead person's favorite things.
Here, the people believe that when a person died, you know, he has to go with all his beloved things, his music, his clothes, his shirt, the more beautiful shirt. All those things have to accompany him in his journey.
The space-suited relative zips those treasures into the body bag with the corpse. Today, health workers will launch the latest strategy. Cars with loudspeakers will blast a new song about Marburg. A popular local singer wrote it. His best friend, another well-known singer, died from Marburg, along with his wife, daughter, nephew, and grandson. The song tells people not to touch dead bodies. Okono translates its other public health messages.
When you have fever, call immediately the traditional leader in order for them to call the mobile team, and they will take you to the isolation unit. The isolation unit is not to kill the patient. It is to save the rest of the community.
The final chorus is, please, together we have to fight against the Marburg. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Details about detecting and treating Marburg virus are at npr.org.